Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za. Hashtag in your world on Drive 959.
This is it, Kaya959 in the afternoon with Kumba, with Khomotsa, with Glenn Zito on the street, on the air. Drive 959. We also have a guest in the studio, Angie Makumala. We've got a very interesting story coming out of Beijing. So organizers of Beijing Marathon are apparently investigating the outcome of the race after controversy erupted over allegations that several foreign athletes let a Chinese competitor win. According to the South China Morning Post, three athletes from Kenya and Ethiopia were accused of slowing down at the end of Sunday's April the 14th race to let Chinese runner, it's his name by the way, He Li, H-E-L-I-H-E-J-I-E, win. So one of the athletes subject to the allegation said he allowed He to win because Kirichomi, they are friends. He says, I was a pacemaker. My boss told me to come and pace so he could break the Chinese national record. If you're a pacemaker for me, you run as fast as possible so that this guy can keep up and break that record. And the way that I'm feeling is like he never broke the record.
No, he didn't.
Oh, okay.
He didn't. He had set the record. Okay. He needed to break it by 33 seconds and he didn't. And a lot of people are like, what is this pacemaker situation? It's actually something that a person does for a living.
Yes.
They set the pace, a competitive pace, so that the person that is paying them to do so then keeps up with them so that they can break the record.
Yeah.
So it's actually something that is done in marathons all the time. The question mark was that why did these people have names? Because that now they look like
running
and running numbers and all those things because they're not supposed to have those things. If you're a pacemaker, you set the pace, you make sure that this person keeps up with the pace so that they can, you know, break the record.
But you shouldn't register for that ride.
You don't register for the ride, but it's been done before where the pacemaker actually competes and wins the actual race.
And obviously they do declare as well.
They're supposed to declare.
You're supposed
from
to
the
declare.
Word go, Uguti, I'm not a competitor, I'm a pacemaker. So that everyone is aware that if you win the race, it's not yours to win. That is why they were slowing down to let him pass, because he had paid them to set the pace so that he can break the record, which he didn't.
And he was contradicting himself, right? By saying, no, it's my friend. Now suddenly I'm a pacemaker. Yeah, wow.
But we've got someone who's a more, you know, who knows more about these
an
things.
Expert.
Yeah.
Netizens were very sceptical. They were basically saying that the three African runners escorted him over the finish line. The response from experts has been that it brings the game into disrepute, and also wondering whether this has a corruption angle. According to the official list, there was no runners there to run a 1 hour half marathon. It could be that they just didn't put Willy Umnagant on the list. They were not on the list.
So, well, we'd love to put a nice spin to it, because obviously there's going to be investigations. It's China, ne? Someone can end up in jail, right? Mm-hmm. But we want to find out from you, how competitive are you? Mina, I'm ruthless. Mm-hmm. So I went to play soccer with my nephew, and the parents were playing against the kids. And I was obviously in the team with the parents.
Yeah.
And I wanted us to beat them 20-0 until one parent came to, Lani, just slow down. He's like, kids. I was like, never.
Okay, how many goals did you score?
I scored 7. I don't know. We must beat them so that they can learn.
They should learn.
They can learn. They must participate and be strong. And they must not always expect things to come easy to them. Do you know? They must learn to be successful and how to lose. So I scored 7.
Sure.
I became a Ronaldo.
That's it.
So there you go. Drop us a voice note if you can, or give us a call on Kaya 959. The voice note number, of course, is 086 00. This is the hotline number, man. This is a hotline number. Why are you not helping me? 086-00-00-959.
On the street on Altascoma vote today, not learn I have a vote. Wasn't my day. Shy Potol exceeded up and game 7 a matter of a tray on Kekavan. So the Panjada matter right tray. And Mangang Zama 8,000 in Yana.
Oh, like,
I was like,
because he was on the phone. Three tires.
There's never been. Never been a Porto Shadria Mater.
Unless if you're in Carolina, there's that route called that place called Carolina in Mpumalanga.
On your way
to Swaziland.
Yeah.
It was notorious for big potholes. I know a friend of mine lost 4 tires.
Same time.
Yeah, same time. Same time as in at the same time, yeah.
Poh.
And they said poh. Yeah, they said poh. The tires. So there you go. What's happening in your world? And of course, the other question, what we have in store for you is that in any game or competition, would you ever just let your loved ones win?
Never.
Tennis, chess.
Since those guys were not really pacemaker or pace whatever, then the guy's number one. So they are not going to claim number two and number three. I don't understand now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was crazy because they were given medals immediately after that race.
Yeah,
they were given medals, which were number two, number three, and number four. Because there were three of them.
Yeah, there were. So two Kenyans and one.
What I love about Kaya listeners is that they are so mature. No one said, yeah, but you know it's China, man. You know you guys are really mature. No, I appreciate you. I'm happy to be here. I believe we have a caller, Asanda.
Hey, Glenn, you see, you're saying Kaya listeners are mature, ne?
Ah, very mature.
I'm saying I would have given that to China myself. That guy that hit the pothole, ngaba ngai shayang. Sorry, we're in Bafetje studio.
Hello.
Me, I always avoid conflict. I let my wife win in 30 seconds and what to at. But say to, hey, I don't want to be told about the 3G and what to at and be now to unkhazi libanganeni bam. Let her win. That man, those African guys did good. Let the Chinese win. They know what a month later, Uzo talks about sponsor about Califix.
I think they got paid. Yeah. They must have been paid a lump sum.
If you're a pacemaker, you do get paid. There's
no way a Chinese guy is going to be ahead of 3 Ethiopians.
No, 2 Kenyans and 1.
Kenyans.
In fact, there's no Africans, DJ, when it comes to marathons,
never.
We're winning.
Never.
Olympics are coming right now. 3,000 meters, we're winning that. 5,000, we're winning that.
So those guys are so dominant, to such an extent. I think about a decade ago, there were talks in America that, no, man, these guys should not participate in these marathons because they've realized that there isn't much that they can do. So China is setting the trend. They're leading the way to Chinese athletes, even American athletes, winning these marathons.
Make them pacemakers so that they don't win.
Give them citizenship.
Yeah.
Okay. Would you let your partner win?
Absolutely. I let nobody win. My son knows.
If you have one.
I don't have one right now.
You've got two.
When I had one, I would not let him win. Even my son, at the age of 10.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm 30 seconds. I'm a winner through and through.
Bye-bye. Good afternoon.
Hashtag in your world on Drive 959.
I just wanted to say, before we play voice notes for what's happening in your world, speaking about traffic, because there's two problematic places for me.
Yeah.
Well, for me personally, in Gauteng, where I think we need to slaughter a goat. Right? Gilolis, right?
Yes.
Whenever I have to go past that place, I get anxiety. Mm. And there's that other place in Midrand. What's that off?
Allendale.
Oh, guys.
Allendale.
When I have a meeting in Pretoria, it has to be early in the morning. Afternoon meetings, I don't do them because it will take you 2 hours to get to Pretoria.
You know,
can we slaughter a god?
A god,
please. Because Allendale, you can go there and have umpara and chill on the side of the road and just.
Do you know what's scary is that it's better now. I mean, when I back when then when I started traffic, Allendale was not as big as it is.
Yes.
So now there's plenty lanes. It's an interchange now.
Yeah, but still.
Mamela, it's better now. Allendale used to be a mess, and then Kilulu is a
Kimurena. Ah no, it's a festival.
Kimurena
festival.
It is a festival.
Dab.
Yes. So if you're stuck, we pray for you. But the good news is you listen longer.
Absolutely.
To Kaya 959. We love it. Get stuck there in the traffic. That's what's happening in your world.
Today I saw the recent pictures that was Jennifer Lopez. Okay. What in the plastic has she turned herself into? What? If you can check out those pictures, or study like that, you will never recognize her. Jennifer. Plastic, Jennifer, plastic, that's what's trending in my world today.
Mina, in my world, yeah, in Gishala, going in our twice, it's a song, go, e transformer, e catch e fire on Sunday. And Nina Casey, being cellular will reserve, woman's week is a take away every day.
There's a new invention called the Prama Stove Sister, Eva Pizinai.
Yeah. Oh, you know, since we are not low-shading, you don't smell
Pramastov.
Nah.
Shame, man. And you know what? It's going to take a while before they sort it out because they need to investigate first, look for whatever stuff that is damaged.
The patio.
Yeah, and maybe someone is also chasing a tender. You know, that's what delays a lot of things in the country. Like, people fight for a tender. Right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, good luck to you, ma'am. Just keep it romantic. Kakeres. Turn off the lights. Tatis gubu.
As far as those win.
Those who won none.
Could have you promised to.
Not do more.
Listen, guys. Running is my passion. I just did a half marathon 2 weeks ago. And I was running with the pacemakers. What I know is the pacemakers, they should be wearing a different bib. That is a start. And they should not be getting medals at all. So it's a bit dodgy. But what they did, I think they did to promote the Beijing race now. Because even myself, I'm interested to go and run there now. I think they were just promoting it and they did the job because now we're all talking about it. So great job for them. I know it's a bit dodgy, but hopefully we'll find out is in China, they will get what is coming to them.
Yeah, what's happening in my world? You know, I find it very strange that people don't even support my business, but they come to me and borrow money, and people I don't even know. Total strangers. Like, kanti kwabanjani uku rana is e-business ekasi elokishini? Like, seriously, kwabanjani ningitsheleni? Being a hustler elokishini kunjani kanti vele? Hi, cha, hi.
Phew, my day, it's so sad today. Apparently, bana ba misplacile key ya koloi. Osense ke hlapile ke re ke ya msebetsi. Key nowhere to be found till this hour. Like, nje, my whole world is shutting down in a minute. Yeah.
Drive 959 with Glenn.
Kwamotso and Skumba.
Monday to Friday, 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.